I talked to you a week and a half ago on the show on Monday last week
about
when my son and his wife came with their three children and the new baby, you know, and how the loss of my child that brought that back.
Yes.
Well, I told you that I had started to experience cold symptoms, and they've stayed with me on and off still, and now my husband's really got it. And I want to know, because I've been looking at what's behind this and doing, you know, the work, but I also don't feel like I'm, sometimes I'm just so achy tired that I am just thinking, okay, am I getting to the bottom of this? What's going on? Is this just transition? Am I just doing layers?
Okay,
so
but you see, you're not ever saying what you want.
I'm sorry, say that again.
You're not saying what you want. You keep looking at why do I have it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not saying what you want.
Okay.
So what do you want?
Well, right now I want to feel total and complete health and well-being.
Okay. How many times have you said that?
I've been chanting that a lot.
See, I get a no on that.
Well, that's interesting, because in the middle of the night, I've been doing a lot of that kind of thing, you know.
Okay, let's walk through this, because this is what we all need to really, really get. So you tell me where you fall out. I'm going to go with the simplest thing that the channel's given us.
Okay.
So I choose the thought, I feel fabulous. Did you do that?
Yes, I've done that.
Okay, why is it going to a no, dude?
There must be part of me that's going, no, you don't.
Bingo.
How can you say that? No, you don't.
Okay, so I want you to get clear that you're not, well, jerking yourself around by doing this. You're not sticking your head in your sand and saying an untruth. What you're doing when you say, I feel great, is giving the direction that you want.
Right.
Okay. The second thing is, when you said, because most of the time you said, I want perfect health and wellness,
mm-hmm.
which means I'm coming from not being there.
Right, yes.
Okay. So I feel great, and then what emotion went along with that? Was it, I feel great, oh my God, I feel like shit.
Yeah, frustration.
Okay, so again, you get to pick the emotion. It's, if you want to look at it as playing pretend,
mm-hmm.
look at it as playing pretend.
Right.
But that's the way you are going to change, okay, the focus, the claim, and the emotion that you need to hold on to.
Mm-hmm.
When I say there's anything in the way, and let me tell you, I'm dealing with something in my lower back,
mm-hmm.
and it's the same thing. And any of you that hear Jeffrey Hoppe in the Crimson Circle, it was Tobias or Kafumi or somebody said the healers are really, really going to have to deal with their own stuff now.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it's really easy to give it lip service.
Sure.
So I went to the chiropractor again yesterday, and on my way home, I'm going, okay, I'm doing everything to fix my back, but I'm not saying I have a great back.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not feeling great, and I'm not seeing myself doing backflips that a great back can do, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I can tell you that the basis of this is grief. And sometimes grief just really needs to be, the word they're giving me is drained.
Yeah.
Literally drained.
I got that picture yesterday when I was doing some work about letting it all go down the drain.
Okay. Well, there's your affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's not possible. This is a true statement. It's not possible to be in grief and joy about feeling great at the same time.
Yes, I think I've been experiencing that.
So if you want to grieve, grieve and get it down the drain.
Right.
Give yourself, say, I'm going to give myself 2 hours to feel absolutely everything I feel about the loss of that child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to purge. I'm going to cry. I'm going to hit the pillow. I'm going to do whatever I need to do. And then at the end of those 2 hours, I'm done.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. I'm done. Yeah.
You know, because my clear intention is to be healthy and joyful and, well, abundant. I don't know why they're giving me that word in connection with this, but abundance has a lot to do with it also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know why. Yeah.
Okay. So there's one more thing coming in. And, guys, everybody listening, past, present, or future, this is for all of us because this is the clarity that's coming in, the simplistic clarity about how we're falling out of this creation process. So hold on, sheets, book. Give me a song, Baby Cakes.
Happy Days Are Here Again.
Okay. This is not an affirmation, but it's saying if you truly are holding the intention of creating that, and you are, then you must be tough love, joyful tough love, but tough love with yourself in going, okay, what was that thought that I just had? Mm-hmm. That wasn't, I feel great, and that feels good. That was, oh, my God, what the heck do I have to do to get rid of this? Well, and that's where we're going in and out and in and out, and I'm on that journey with you so that I can watch what we're all doing. Right?
Right.
And then you leave your heart, and then it, you know, goes, oh, my God, I've had this for a long time. Maybe it's something worse. Maybe it's something, that, you know, and then you're down the rabbit hole, and it's real hard to get back.
Yeah.
And that, they say, is the answer to your question. There isn't anything else, Sherry, but that was a great beginning to the show because we, guys, we must move out of, choose to move out of, want to move out of, and move out of any of these longings and thoughts and patterns in our brain of victimness.
Right.
And we're getting down to a fine-tuning here. And in order to really exercise and get this muscle in place, we have to have some challenges, right?
So yes,
that
we do.
We can expand.
Right.
Otherwise, it's the monk sitting on top of the mountaintop going, well, it's pretty easy to meditate.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
All right, baby. You have a happy new year. We're gonna rock this year.
Yeah, that's what I say. Thank you
so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Many blessings to you. Love you. Bye-bye.